The Fed and the White House both expect any pickup in inflation this year to be temporary. Financial markets are less sure. They are pricing in both a growing risk of a prolonged period of inflation above the Fed's target and the possibility of higher interest rates in 2022, whereas at the Fed's most recent meeting in March, the median monetary policymaker did not forecast liftoff until after 2023. The central banking view stems chiefly from the state of the labor market, which is about 8.4 million jobs short of the level of employment in February 2020, and even further behind where it would have been had the pre-pandemic trend continued. That amount of economic slack should keep inflation subdued. Yet investors could be forgiven for asking questions of the economists' models. These have consistently underestimated the pace of America's jobs rebound. In the second quarter of 2020, the median respondent to the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank survey of professional forecasters thought unemployment two quarters later would average 11%. In fact, it turned out to be only 6.8%. That was the biggest overestimate in the history of the survey, and more than three times the next highest such error. In February this year, forecasters expected unemployment in the second quarter to average 6.1%, only for it to fall below that rate in March. If the labor market continues to outperform expectations, the economy will eat up slack and push up inflation sooner. At that point, the Fed will face a choice. Its new policy framework seeks to overshoot its 2% target temporarily after recessions in order to make up lost ground. But it has been vague about what this average inflation targeting means in practice. Some recent speeches by officials have suggested that the central bank needs to compensate for lost inflation since last spring. Others have implied that August is the starting point for catch-up policy, as that is when the framework changed. But there has been no inflation shortfall since August. If the springtime bump in inflation does not melt away, the central bank will be forced to decide precisely what it wants.